This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Brock Womble. Dr. Womble is the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools. Dr. Womble is with us today to tell us about what's going on in our school system. Dr. Womble, welcome.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. We are very excited of some of the things that are happening at our schools in Mitchell County, and thankful for the wonderful staff and students that we have at Mitchell County Schools. At Deaton and Googe Elementary School, we began our after-school program, followed by the guidelines of the Young Scholars After-School Program, which focuses on academic and enrichment activities. We believe providing these students both academic and enrichment opportunities will help them become better learners, plus provide them opportunities that are not normally associated during the regular school day. We are thankful for the collaborative project, which Mitchell County Schools was one of five in the state to be able to receive, and we hope to be able to expand the after-school program at some of our other elementary schools throughout this year and next. Recently, Mitchell County Schools received notice that eight of our teachers became National Board Certified. These teachers are Sarah Hobart, Brandy Stockton, Angela Holtzclaw, Dana Ledford, Felicia Sperling, Sam Deaton, Tracy Deaton, and Tamara Houchard. We thank these teachers for their hard work and all that they do for the students of Mitchell County Schools. We are currently in the process of receiving bids for our heating and air conditioning systems at five schools. We hope to receive these bids by the end of March. We hope to complete all work by the end of this summer. Schools that are being considered for the heating and air conditioning systems are Googe Elementary School, Deaton Elementary School, Tipton Hill Elementary School, Beulah Dean Elementary School, and Bowman Middle School. A final decision for installation will be made in April. Mitchell County Schools is pleased to have a quality working relationship with our county commissioners. The county commissioners and the Board of Education are planning on conducting a meeting in the first week of February to discuss our capital outlay needs so that we can come to an agreement on what aspects of our capital outlay plan need to be completed next. We believe this will be a productive step in the right direction to improve our school system.
Our guest on Close Up for today has been Dr. Brock Womble. Dr. Womble is the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools. We'll be talking with Dr. Womble again soon. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.